London Calling. London Walks Connecting. This is London. This is London Walks. Streets ahead. Story time. History time.
Good morning, London. Different cup of tea today. I'm just going to introduce it and get out of the way. Guide Anne of Foodies London Tours fame is doing her Foodies London pie crust to upper crust walk this Saturday, March 30th. Goes at 10:45 a.m. from Embankment Underground Station. I've talked Anne into doing a little trailer for the walk for the London Walks podcast. And since nobody does this better than Anne, what with her BBC background, well, nothing for it but for me to show myself to the door. Here's Anne.
I knew when I came out of the tube at Old Street and saw a board outside a cafe advertising smashed avocado on sourdough that I was in a trendy food zone, though word reaches me that smashed avocado is now available almost across the country. In my copy of the Penguin Cordon Bleu cookery book, a bestseller, and I'm now on my third copy, revised in 1982, avocado appears only as a starter, and we're told that the best way to prepare it is to slice it in half, fill the hollow left by the stone with vinaigrette, and then eat it with a teaspoon. The avocado's rise to power owes something to deliciousness, but also to health. Lots of good fat, no nasty cholesterol. And now avocados are so valuable that they've attracted the attention of organised Mexican crime cartels. Over the years, I've amassed an enormous number of cookery books, though nowadays it's easier to check out a recipe online than to search through my bookshelves. If you're interested in food history, you probably have Elizabeth David and Jane Grigson, those classics from the 60s and 70s. But I bet you don't have recipes from the Friends of the Bowes Museum, or from the parish of St. Vincent de Paul in Knutsford, or an Essex feast, recipes from the Friends of Essex Churches circa 1975. All shine a fascinating light on what people were proud to cook for family and friends 40 or 50 years ago. The other week, Snaffle's Mousse enjoyed a brief burst of publicity. Apparently Mrs. Thatcher used to serve it as a starter. In case you haven't tried it, it's cream cheese, curry powder, and a tin of jellied beef consomme. It was named after the long-since-closed Snaffle's restaurant in Dublin. There were squeals of horror at this recipe and an occasional fond memory. However, from those Friends of Essex Churches, I can offer you a close relative, Bengal mousse. Liver sausage, cream cheese, curry powder, sherry, double cream, and Worcester sauce. Starters were different in those days. From First Impressions by Jocelyn Dimbleby, mother of the famous David, published by Sainsbury's in 1984, how about cannelloni with a difference? The difference is turnips in the filling. Glowing ring, a puree of carrots, gives dazzling colour to this light and delicious chilled mousse. Avocados appear in glossy top avocado gâteau. You can see that Snaffle's mousse would be very much at home here. You won't find kale, chard, polenta or sourdough in any of these books. Tuna only appears out of a tin, and I struggled to find mentions of yoghurt. But you will find pints of cream, lots of aspic and lots of biscuits. Browsing the biscuits, I came across Sue Nut Cake. Sue is not a person. Thanks to Google, I can tell you she is vegetarian suet made from nut oil. And with her, you can make Sue Nut Cake. Rice Krispies, dried milk, desiccated coconut, raisins, and of course, Sue Nut. Mix, spread in a tin, and for special occasions, pour a layer of melted chocolate on top. It's fun to choose the most disgusting recipe, but remember, in 50 years, people will be gagging over a recipe for a kale smoothie. I return often to the Friends of Essex Churches, who seem to have colonial and aristocratic connections. Mulligatawny soup from Lady Ashton. This was a popular dish in Rangoon with jungle fowl and fresh lime. And from Lady Eaton, cream of rice as made in the Bath Club and the best in the world. Carolina rice boiled in milk and sugar, add gelatin, egg yolk, whipped cream and serve with cream. And who could resist Bishop Wickham's eggs? Hard-boiled eggs stuffed with tomatoes, strips of ham, all in a bechamel sauce, topped with cheese and grilled. The bishop, we learn, liked these eggs for his lunch, without ham on Fridays, with ham on other days. And the bishop is no stranger in the kitchen. The bishop's speciality is two bananas blended with lemon juice and half a pint of thick cream or custard. The bishop, we are told, makes it himself, and it only takes him 5 minutes. If you like this sort of gossipy, foodie social history, come with me on one of my foodie walks. Just search for foodies on the London Walks website.
You've been listening to This is London, the London Walks podcast, emanating from walks.com, home of London Walks, London's signature walking tour company, London's local, time-honored, fiercely independent, family-owned, just the right size walking tour company. And as long as we're at it, London's multi-award-winning walking tour company. Indeed, London's only award-winning walking tour company. And here's the secret. London Walks is essentially run as a guides cooperative. That's the key to everything. It's the reason we're able to attract and keep the best guides in London. You can get Schlubbers to do this for £20 a walk, but you cannot get world-class guides, let alone accomplished professionals. It's not rocket science. You get what you pay for. And just as surely, you also get what you don't pay for. Back in 1968, when we got started, we quickly came to a fork in the road. We had to answer a searching question. Do we want to make the most money, or do we want to be the best walking tour company in the world? You want to make the most money, you go the Schlubbers route. You want to be the best walking tour company on the planet, you do whatever you have to do to attract and keep the best guides in London. You want them guiding for you, not for somebody else. Bears repeating, the way we're structured, a guides cooperative, is the key to the whole thing. It's the reason for all those awards. It's the reason people who know go with London Walks. It's the reason we've got a big following, a lively, loyal, discerning following. Quality attracts quality. It's the reason we're able, uniquely, to front our walks with accomplished, in many cases, distinguished professionals. By way of example, Stuart Purvis, the former editor and subsequently CEO of Independent Television News, and Lisa Honan, who had a distinguished career as a diplomat. Lisa was the governor of St. Helena, the island where Napoleon breathed his last, and, some say, had his penis amputated. Napoleon didn't feel a thing, if things the mot juste. He was dead. Stuart and Lisa, both of them CBEs, are just a couple of our headline acts. Or take our Ripper Walk. It's the creation of the world's leading expert on Jack the Ripper, Donald Rumbelow, the author of the definitive book on the subject. Britain's most distinguished crime historian, Donald is, in the words of the Jack the Ripper A to Z, internationally recognized as the leading authority on Jack the Ripper. Donald's emeritus now, but he's still the guiding light on our Ripper Walk. He curates the walk. He trains up and mentors our Ripper Walk guides. Fields any and all questions they throw at him. The London Walk's aristocracy of talent, its all-star team of guides, includes a former London mayor. It includes the former chief music critic for the Evening Standard. It includes the chair of the Association of Professional Tour Guides. and the former chair of the Guild of Guides. It includes barristers, doctors, geologists, museum curators, a former Museum of London archaeologist, historians, university professors, one of them a distinguished Cambridge University paleontologist. It includes criminal defense lawyers, Royal Shakespeare Company and National Theatre actors, a bevy of MVPs, Oscar winners, people who've won the big one, the Guide of the Year Award. Well, you get the idea. As that travel writer famously put it, if this were a golf tournament, every name on the leaderboard would be a London Walks guide. And as we put it, London Walks guides make the new familiar, and the familiar new. And on that agreeable note, come then, let us go forward together on some great London walks. And that's by way of saying, good walking and good Londoning, one and all. See you next time.